You're listening to SBS News.
New international data sharing agreements are allowing the Australian Taxation Office to track money across borders and identify individuals not meeting their obligations. The ATO is asking taxpayers receiving foreign incomes to make sure they report it this tax time. They are concerned about Australians who are unsure how the system works. The Australian Taxation Office has struck a data sharing deal with more than 65 countries. Under the new Common Reporting Standard, the Australian Taxation Office has discovered more than 1.6 million offshore accounts, holding more than $100 billion. The data shows many Australians have financial dealings in countries like China, Singapore, and the United States. Australian tax leader from Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, Michael Croker, says the ATO will be using this data.
Information about the income and assets of Australians will be shared automatically with the ATO, and the ATO will chase up that information with the Australian taxpayer.
The ATO says large groups of people are unaware how the tax system works. Assistant Commissioner Karen Foate says it's important for taxpayers to know the rules.
We know that many people don't realise that as an Australian resident, you actually need to declare all of your income, including anything you've earned from overseas. So we know that sometimes people might move back to Australia or move to Australia and they might still have, you know, a bank account earning interest overseas or some shares from overseas. And any income that you receive from things like that does need to be declared in Australia.
Australian residents are taxed on their worldwide income. This includes foreign earnings from investments, family members, or any money earned working overseas. The system ensures people aren't taxed twice. Anyone who has already been taxed overseas may be entitled to a credit in their Australian return. People declaring foreign income for the first time have several options. Mr. Croker advises them to disclose all information to their tax agent and the ATO.
Well, there's several things they can do. If they're preparing tax returns for the first time, they should talk to their tax agent if they have one and make a full disclosure of all of their income sources worldwide. If they've overlooked to declare this overseas income in prior year tax returns, then the ATO encourages people to make what's called a voluntary disclosure. And voluntary disclosures attract very concessional rates of penalties and interest. So the ATO understands that sometimes these things can be overlooked. Or if it was deliberate, the ATO will be saying, well, you know, we'll go lightly this time, but we expect in future years that you make a full disclosure when you prepare and lodge your Australian income tax returns.
He warns that the tax office may question different family and domestic arrangements, such as foreign property investments or a bank account for family overseas. However, Mr. Croker insists there is no need for concern.
It's quite all right to hold money and assets offshore. It's not always motivated by tax avoidance by any means. So sometimes these family and domestic arrangements can, you know, create questions from the ATO, but when it's all done and dusted, it could be all quite straightforward and understandable.
Karen Foate encourages anyone confused about the process to get in touch with the ATO.
People might think the tax office is big and scary, but we aren't so big and scary after all, and we are actually here to help people get it right. So give us a call on 13 28 61. And if you do need our translating service, if you need to speak to us in another language, call us on 13 14 50.
Alice Trenouth-Creswell, SBS News.